In today's news headlines, the World Health Organization has raised its threat level over the new coronavirus strain spreading across the world from high to very high. WHO Director Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus on Friday at a press conference explained his reasoning.
The continued increase in the number of cases and the number of affected countries over the last few days are clearly of concern. Our epidemiologists have been monitoring these developments continuously, and we have now increased our assessment of the risk of spread and the risk of impact of COVID-19 to very high at global level. We do not see evidence as yet that the virus is spreading freely in communities. As long as that's the case, we still have a chance of containing this virus if robust action is taken to detect cases early, isolate and care for patients, and trace contacts.
That's the World Health Organization director speaking on Friday. The coronavirus strain has now been detected in 60 countries with more than 83,000 infected and 2,800 deaths. Outside China and South Korea, Iran appears to be the most impacted, with high-level government officials being diagnosed, including Iran's deputy health minister. According to AP, a visibly pale official sat only meters away from President Hassan Rouhani and other top leaders before she, too, reportedly came down with the virus. There have been 34 deaths so far in Iran and 389 confirmed infections. In Italy, there have been 650 infections with 17 reported deaths. Germany reports nearly 60 cases of infection. Mexico has now confirmed its first two cases. And Nigeria has its first reported case, which is also the first to be found in sub-Saharan Africa. Here in the United States, a senior official at the Department of Health and Human Services is seeking whistleblower status after revealing that HHS workers greeted evacuated Americans from Wuhan, China, without proper training or protective clothing and gear. Wuhan is the epicenter of the COVID-19 virus. According to the Washington Post, which first reported the story, quote, "The whistleblower is seeking federal protection, alleging she was unfairly and improperly reassigned after raising concerns about the safety of these workers to HHS officials, including those within the Office of Health and Human Services Secretary Alex Azar." The whistleblower is a high-level official who's been recognized for her work at Health and Human Services with numerous awards. Concerns are growing that Donald Trump's administration is ill-equipped to deal with a global pandemic like this one. Referring to himself in the third person, the president tweeted on Friday that the infection is spreading, quote, "very slowly in the U.S. because President Trump closed our border and ended flights very early." Trump also claimed that Democrats were unfairly blaming him. However, in the state of California alone, Governor Gavin Newsom has now confirmed that there are 33 cases of the coronavirus in the U.S.'s most populous state. There are reports that U.S. schools are being prepared for the virus, with school administrations canceling trips and reconsidering perfect attendance awards. Ahead of South Carolina's primary race on Saturday, a new poll shows former Vice President Joe Biden still ahead of his rival presidential candidates, but his lead has once more narrowed. After two polls earlier this week showed him leading by double digits, a new Post and Courier Change research poll shows Biden 4 percentage points ahead of Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders. Sanders, meanwhile, is leading in numerous Super Tuesday states, including the two largest states in the nation, California and Texas. The two CNN polls show Sanders in California at 35% support compared to Elizabeth Warren, the next most popular candidate, with less than half of that at 14%. In Texas, Sanders is polling at 29%, with Biden following at 20%. Sanders also has a double-digit lead in Colorado at 29%, with Pete Buttigieg following with less than half that at 12%. And in Warren's home state of Massachusetts, Sanders leads at 25%, with Warren at only 17%. Fox News has released its latest national election poll and found that Sanders surged 8 points from January to cement a nationwide lead at 31%. followed by Joe Biden at only 18%. Nearly two-thirds of surveyed voters, 65%, think Sanders could beat Trump in the general election. That's higher than other Democrats. In a New York Times op-ed on Friday, Steve Phillips, author of Brown is the New Black, wrote Bernie Sanders can beat Trump, and that, quote, most available evidence points in the direction of a popular vote and Electoral College victory. In other news, a federal judge has just issued a ruling in favor of environmental organizations challenging the Trump administration's fast-tracking of oil and gas leases on public lands. About 67 million acres in 11 states are at stake. The judge's decision voids nearly 1 million acres of oil and gas leases, based on the limits that the government placed on public input. U.S. Chief Magistrate Judge Ronald E. Bush said the Interior Department's decisions were, quote, arbitrary and capricious, and that, quote, faster and easier lease sales at the expense of public participation is not enough. And a federal appeals court has just struck a blow to the Trump administration's central anti-immigrant policy of forcing asylum seekers to wait in Mexico while their cases are processed. More than 60,000 have been forced to wait in harsh conditions inside Mexico since last year, many of them eking out an existence in makeshift tent encampments and falling prey to drug cartel violence. The three-judge panel ruled unanimously that the so-called Remain in Mexico policy was, quote, invalid in its entirety. In international news, Turkey's government says that Russian forces in Syria have killed 33 of its soldiers in a recent airstrike, raising tensions even more in a highly volatile and violent region. Associated Press explained that, quote, the attack Thursday marked the deadliest day for the Turkish military since Ankara first entered the Syrian conflict in 2016, and also was the most serious escalation between Turkish and Russian-backed Syrian forces, raising the prospect of an all-out war with millions of Syrian civilians trapped in the middle. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan is reaching out to European allies in the EU and the US. The NATO alliance has already demanded Russia and Syria halt their bloody offensive in the rebel stronghold of Idlib, where nearly a million civilians have been displaced. The US State Department released a statement saying, "We stand behind our NATO ally, Turkey, and continue to call for an immediate end to this despicable offensive by the Assad regime, Russia, and Iranian-backed forces." In response to the killing of its soldiers, Turkey announced that it would no longer block Syrian and other refugees on its soil from heading to Europe. The governments of Greece and Bulgaria have responded by bolstering their border patrols. And finally, U.S. representatives are anticipating the signing of a peace deal with the Taliban in Afghanistan this Saturday, a week after a limited detente in violence has largely held. Although 19 security forces and 4 civilians were killed over the past week alone, this actually represents a reduction in violence. Signing the deal will be a first step in a multi-part process that will inevitably include the U.S.-backed Afghan government, which has so far been excluded from talks. And that does it for our news headlines today.